98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Flu cases are picking up throughout Northeast Wisconsin as residents swap holiday cheer and eggnog for coughs, fevers, and hot tea amid a new strain's spread. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports moderate and rising respiratory illness activity across the state. Doctors warn that lower vaccination rates plus this infectious virus create the perfect storm, which is perilous for kids after two recent pediatric deaths from flu and COVID this season. Health experts urge hand washing, staying home when sick, and masking up to slow the spread of the viruses. For the fifth straight week, average gasoline prices in Wisconsin are down, falling 4 cents over the last week. The average cost for a gallon of gas in the state is $2.41. The national average is also down 4 cents to $2.75 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices have remained low even amid the U.S. blockades on Venezuela's oil exports. According to the AAA, in Green Bay, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.45, in Appleton, $2.48, and in Oshkosh, $2.49. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing legislation to eliminate property taxes for K-12 education. The Wisconsin Policy Forum released its annual property tax study earlier this month, which showed property tax levies will jump by nearly 8% this year. That increase would be the largest since 2018, and school funding challenges were identified as the main factor in the jump. School districts across the state have routinely turned to ballot referendums for the funding needed to maintain their operations, placing additional strain on property taxpayers. Under the proposed legislation, Wisconsin would be the first state to stop paying for K-12 education entirely with property taxes. Districts would instead receive their funding through a 1% tax increase on the current highest income bracket, as well as the creation of an additional tax bracket specifically for millionaires. Democratic lawmakers say the legislation would provide significant savings for most homeowners in the state and address the operational funding issues forcing school districts to propose operational referendums so often. Attorney General Josh Call announced last week that Wisconsin has joined a coalition of states in a lawsuit to block the Secretary of U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a declaration that attempts to limit access to gender-affirming care for young people. Call and the coalition argued that Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s declaration violates federal statutes by unlawfully challenging medical standards without going through a notice and comment process, and by undermining the state's longstanding authority to regulate medicine. A federal judge sentenced advanced practice nurse practitioner Jessica Friday of Appleton to 16 months in prison in December. According to a press release, the judge commented on the staggering volume of prescriptions for opioids that Friday issued without medical need between 2020 and 2024. The release said Friday wrote the scripts for patients who would then give Friday half of the pills for her own personal use. After her 16-month sentence, Friday will be on extended supervision for 3 years. The boxes and bows have been torn open and cleaned up. Some have even taken down their holiday decorations. So that means it's now time to return gifts that aren't quite right. Melissa Kay reports.
It's important to remember that stores set their own rules, and they're not legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. While most stores do have a return or exchange policy, they can vary greatly from store to store. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin recommends the following tips to make returns easier. Research retailers before trying to make a return. Keep your receipt and packaging. Most stores only accept returns and exchanges if you can present the item with its receipt and original packaging. Always include a gift receipt with items you give and hold on to any gift receipts you receive. Know the rules for returning gifts without a receipt, as this can be tricky. Without the receipt, most retailers offer store credit or an exchange rather than a full refund to your original method of payment, especially if the item is marked down or on clearance. Bring your ID. Many stores ask to see your ID when you return an item to avoid holiday return scams. Sometimes retailers require you to bring your ID and the original form of payment, so you may need help from the gift giver. Make returns in a timely fashion. Almost all return policies are valid during a specific time period. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Watch out for return scams. Be on the lookout for fraudulent return policies or suspicious third-party return services that promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. You can find more information and resources at BBB.org. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers host the UWM Panthers tonight at the Kohl's Center. Head coach Greg Gard asked what's he looking for from his team in tonight's game.
Quite frankly, just we got to play harder. And that's something I didn't think we did. When I watched it in person and going through the film, it was obvious. Good teams will make you look foolish if you don't.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 123-113. Bobby Portis with 25 points, Giannis with 24. It's the first time since October the Bucks have won back-to-back games. The athletic director at UW-Platteville has been fired. Michael Knipe was hired a year and a half ago. No details. University officials say it's a personnel matter. NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons had surgery on his left knee to repair the torn ACL he suffered in Denver 2 weeks ago. The average recovery time is 9 to 12 months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow by late morning into this afternoon. Less than an inch of accumulation with a high today near 21. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the low dropping into the low to mid-teens tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with more light snow at a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.